Fresh off a strong debate performance, Republican mayoral candidate Joe Loda is maintaining an aggressive stance and keeping up his attacks on the frontrunner, Democrat Bill de Blasio. On the campaign trail yesterday, Loda told reporters that he's back. But will this new Loda be enough to change the race? Joining us now to talk about Today in Politics is New York Observer political reporter Jill Colvin. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
So Joe Loda made a number of appearances yesterday where he continued his attacks on de Blasio. Loda says he's back, but how is this Loda different from last week's Loda?
Indeed. Well, that first debate performance was really something that frustrated a lot of Republicans. They watched Joe Loda really be attacked by Bill de Blasio, who at this point is still more than 40 points ahead in the polls, and basically said, where is this guy? Why isn't he fighting back? And ever since the debate this week on Tuesday, we've seen him just continue fighting, continue the attacks. He had two appearances yesterday on television and then delivered a speech in front of the real estate industry where he just basically kept pounding Bill de Blasio. We've seen a real pivot now. Instead of, you know, attacks about Sandinistas and him sort of reacting to stories in the news cycle, he's really become much more focused, hitting Bill de Blasio on his management record and really doubling down on his message that if de Blasio is elected, the city could return to, you know, the bad old days of the 1980s of sky-high crime.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, Loda is still trailing de Blasio by about 40 points in the polls. Should he have waited so long to debut this strong, aggressive style?
I mean, there was a lot of frustration among Republicans, folks who, you know, were interested in voting for him, who just didn't understand what was going on, who said that he was too quiet, that he hadn't come out swinging. You know, where is Loda? This was a guy who, you know, for years in the Giuliani administration as, you know, chairing the MTA, had a reputation for being a blustery guy, somebody with a big personality who kind of, as he said himself, you know, really called it and said it as he saw it. And, you know, people weren't really seeing that guy on the trail.
Are you surprised at all that Loda and de Blasio have spent so much time attacking each other's former employers, Mayors Rudy Giuliani and David Dinkins?
I mean, it's really incredible. There are so many stories, you know, after the debate, who described us as having gone back in a time machine. Very much feels like a rematch of the 1989 and 1993 elections, of course. You know, Bill de Blasio began his career in the administration of Rudy Giuliani, David Dinkins, and, of course, Joe Loda worked under Rudy Giuliani. And the two of them have really used each other's former bosses as sort of proxies of the divisive or the kind of negative fears that they're trying to suggest each candidate would bring to the city. And so you have, you know, Joe Loda constantly referring to David Dinkins as a divisive person who, you know, yesterday he really, in his strongest words yet, basically said that there was no more dangerous mayor who's ever touched the shores of New York City. And you see the same thing on the opposite side.
Do you think that any of that even matters to voters today?
Interesting is that so many voters in the city didn't actually live in New York back in those days, or, you know, were kids. They were 18 years old. And so these attacks aren't necessarily relevant to a lot of people who are watching the conversation right now.
And just briefly to wrap up, you know, Loda's also released a Spanish version of an ad attacking de Blasio's position on charter schools. What's the strategy there?
You know, this is something where there is a clear difference between the two positions, and it helps Joe Loda, you know, he's trying to establish himself as somebody who, in a traditional Republican vein, is interested in giving people choice. It's an issue that really does matter a lot to many minority families, and this is a way for him to, A, establish, you know, that Republican identity, and also kind of really one of the few issues where I think he might have some resonance with minority voters.
Jill Colvin covers politics for the New York Observer. You can follow her on Twitter at ColvinJ, and you can keep track of the race with WNYC's mayor tracker at WNYC.org. Thanks so much, Jill.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.